This week is Parshas Shoftim, and we're going to be learning a little bit from the Degel Machne Ephraim. For some reason, he says things over from his Zayda, which, you know, small things. He says in this week's Sedra, he says, "What's the inyan of a Rebbe?" And he actually says, "My Zayda said this is the meaning of a Rebbe." He said, when Malchus has no yichud, when the sphere of Malchus, which means everything that's going on in the world, you know, even when people argue, even when people are fighting, they're connecting, you know. Sometimes I remember my Zayda, you know, used to stand, Reb Shir used to stand outside the Beis Medrash in the morning, and he was always the first one to open up the Beis Medrash, and the first person would come along and say, "Good morning, Mr. Berkovich." He'd say, "Good morning, what do you know about it? Is it good? How do you know it's good?" So he would pick a fight with the first person that he would meet, because he always felt like, if you're fighting, you're living, right? I'm a Krieg zu chlepmen. But you know, on a certain level, when you're fighting, you're connecting with people. Even if you're trying to disconnect with people, it's like, you know, with that Brer Rabbit, right? Like with the pitch. You know, the more you try and disconnect from that person and fight with that person, the more. So the Baal Shem Tov used to say, and used to bring from the Tikkuni Zohar, that the Shekhinah is called arguing, rivois, fighting, chepenin. When people are chepering one another, they're invoking the Shekhinah in a negative way. But at least they're invoking the Shekhinah, right? So the worst thing is being ignored. Shlomi used to say, in the name of Reb Nachman, a person, mamish, can die from being ignored. And the Shekhinah HaKadosha so much wants to connect that even fighting is a connection. And you know, sometimes in relationships, really intimate relationships, fighting is the only way to get attention. And what's going on? It's the Shekhinah b'li yichud. All the fighting in the world is the Shekhinah calling for attention. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, it's mamish oyim v'noira. Think about all the fighting that's going on in the world. You know, Shlomi used to say, when somewhere in the world a man shouts at his wife, somewhere else in the world there's a skirmish, and these troops shoot at other troops, that there's an interconnection, a web that goes out to the world, you know, and so much of the energy in the world is in fighting, and it's on the big scale, it's on the little scale. And the Baal Shem Tov says, it all comes from that there's a desperate desire on the part of the Shekhinah to connect. So the Degel says, my Zayda said, what's the meaning of a Rebbe? The word Rebbe is written Reish Beis Yid. If you turn the letters around, it's Riv, fighting. And that's what it says in this week's Sedra. And if there will be divrei rivois b'she'orecha, if there will be in among you, in your gates, there will be fighting, arguing, chepering. Ki yipolem imchadov al ha'mishpat, if something, mamish, you don't know how to fix, there's a pele. You don't know. People come to you, or in your own life, you don't know how to fix this. Bein dam ledam, it may be between blood and blood. Bein din ledin, between a judgment and a judgment. Bein nega lenega, between one nega, a plague, and another plague. Divrei rivois, fighting words, bisharecho, in your gates. V'kam tov elisa lamokam, you should get up and go to the place. And there's another pasuk that says, v'nikshu akoyanim b'nei Levi, and the koyanim, the sons of Levi, draw close, kibom bocha Hashem lekecho, because it's in them that Hashem chose l'sharosoi, to serve Him, u'levorech b'shem Hashem, to bless in the name of God. V'al piyem yeh kol riv, and it's at their mouth that all riv, v'chol nega. So the Baal Shem Tov says the job of a Rebbe, the meaning of a Rebbe, is somebody who can take riv, fighting, arguments, and twist it around. Just change the letters and turn it into Rebbe. It's unbelievable Torah, right? The meaning of Rebbe is not to stop what's going on. It's just, you know, a little here, you touch here, you say a word there, you zog hashmeichel, and you changed everything without actually, you know, trying to turn the tide back. You made the connections. And the whole world is trying to, you know, is tearing itself apart, trying to connect, or trying to disconnect, or trying to connect in the way that they think they want to connect. What's the job of the Rebbe? Just to, like, you touch here, you smile here, you say a word there, and everything starts to flow, because you change the Riv into Rebbe. And the Degel says at the beginning of the Sedra, where it says Ki yipolim imcha dov la'mishpat, bein dam ledam, what does it mean between blood and blood? He said the word dam, which is written dalet mem, there's, what's wrong with it is the Aleph is silent. And again, you know, it's a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, the deepest thing. The word chet, and the word sin, which usually means bishkoga, by accident, it's written ches, tes, aleph. But you don't say the aleph. The aleph is silent. Who's the aleph? The aleph is alufo shel olam, right? God is the aleph. And God is silent. So what does it mean, bein dam ledam? To change the dam, to bring out the aleph, so you've got an adam. Bein din ledin, another aleph is missing. If you bring out the aleph, you've got adni. See, Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. It's all going on. You know, what's a person supposed to do? We can't stop the war. We can't change geo-global conflicts. What's a person supposed to do? How do you go bein dam ledam? How do you go bein din ledin? And then he brings from his Zayda, bein nega lenega, and we were learning in Sefer Yetzira, nega is just oineg. Nega and oineg. We were learning there's nothing higher in pleasure than oineg, and there's nothing lower in pain than nega. But it's the same word, ayin nun gimel. You put the ayin at the front, you put the ayin behind. You got oineg, pleasure, and you got nega, plague. So, what are you supposed to do? So, here, in this week's Seder, the Degel says that really, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. and that really with the koyach of the shofar, which is the tekiyah and the shvurim and the teruah, because it talks about the hiddenness, arei yiskasi. What does it mean, pele? Always pele is translated the targum kiskasi, and Rosh Hashanah is a hiddenness. Rosh Hashanah, everything is hidden, even the moon is hidden, right? Because it's on Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei. So you have to break through the hiddenness, and that's the inyan of the shofar. And again, he talks just in a beremiza, in just the slightest hint. He says the meaning of the shofar is you have chesed, which is the tekiyah, which is unbroken, and you have the broken, which is gevura, which withholds, and then you have the trua. And we've talked about this in the past, just worth saying, when that there is a synthesis. How do you synthesize something which is whole and something which is broken, right? You've got antithesis, right? You've got the unbroken sound of the tekiyah, which is like chesed, right? It gives, it doesn't have a concept of not giving. You can't break it and it'll be the same. It won't be the same. Chesed is just continuous to the deserving, to the undeserving. It doesn't care. Just gives. Right? Broken is gevura. I stop. No, I say no. Right? How can you... These are opposites, right? The mamash opposites. How can you reconcile chesed and gevura? V'kam tevalisa la'mokaim, you have to go to the bechina of Yaakov. Well, what's the truth? The truth is that the world isn't like chesed, and the truth is that the world isn't like din. You can synthesize, because you know what happens? We all use alternating current, right? And Thomas Edison tried to get the world to use direct current because he figured out, you know, how to make a generator that makes direct current. But the truth is that if our houses were running on Edison kind of electricity, we would have to have, every house would have to have like a junction box with a step down, some way of converting the, like, most of the electricity would be lost in the wires in the form of heat. It would be a nightmare, right? And somebody else came up, you know, this was Nikola Tesla, he came up with another way of delivering electricity called alternating current. And you know what it does? It starts and stops so fast, 60 times a second, 100 times a second, it starts and stops so fast that it sets up, you know, to go into the reason why, you know, I could give you the reason why, because every time there's a change in an electric field, a magnetic field is born. Every time a magnetic field dies, an electric field is born. So you keep on, when you start and you stop, you give birth to a new magnetic field, which then starts and then stops, which gives birth to a new electric field, and so on. So what happens when you do this really fast is that you create a new kind of current. Well, we call it alternating current. But it's like the teruah, right? The teruah is an alternating current, and it's a full line. It starts and stops, it doesn't matter. It's not, for all intent and purpose, the teruah is no longer starting and stopping, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's continuous. It's an unbelievable thing that the Chachamim saw, right? We have a halacha l'Moshe Misinai of how the tekiyah should be. But the Chachamim of the Mishnah, they explained it to us without having to tell us what the meaning of alternating current is. But we, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world where we can appreciate, right? That it breaks, it starts and stops, it doesn't. It doesn't. It happens so fast that you have a continuous stream. And that's how we synthesize. That's how we synthesize chesed and gevura. In a sense, we have the continuous chesed, which that's the only way that chesed can operate. That's the definition of chesed. And then you have this gevura nebuch, which is so broken. Gevura is broken. It starts and it stops. Yeah, it's got all kinds of justification, but anybody who knows, anybody who's had to use gevura knows how broken it is, right? It's mamash tzibracha. And then you synthesize, and you have rachamim, you have compassion, you have the emes, you have justice. That's v'kam to valisa lamukim. You have to get up. When you have divrei riv, rivois b'sharecha, you have problems. The shechina mamash is not at peace. And you have the fighting. You have the arguing. You have to get to that place where you can synthesize, turn things around, not by fighting things head on. But you have to come as a rebbe in your own life. Everybody has to come in their own life as a rebbe. And just gently touch here, smile there, say the right word here. And then the different parts of the self synthesize. Yeah, and there's part that gives and there's part that withholds, but they start to work continuously. Anything that's continuous is not broken. You know, why do we feel the way we feel half the time? It's because of brokenness. And that brokenness represents the gevura. Yeah, not everybody can be a chesed, unbroken. So to fix the gevura, we have to make something in us that's continuous. How do we make things which are continuous? You have to be your own rebbe. And if you don't have a rebbe, the Abtu used to say there's a time coming when Mashiach, be'ikvus of the Mashiach, there won't be rebbes that you can go to who can do this for you. So everybody will have to be their friend's rebbe. And you have to listen when somebody tells you you're not so bad, right? But the chachma, if you want to help yourself, you want to help somebody, is just to give the smile, the word, the little touch that helps the thing become a continuous. The person, everybody, we need continuity. I need to be able to get through the day without being crippled by whether it's chatoim, zedoinois. Doesn't matter what it is that can stop the process, you know. We need to have a way of being able to move through our life in a continuous direction. And that's the middah of Yaakov, which is emes. And that's why it says you should come to the Kohanim B'nei Levi. Why are the Kohanim here called the B'nei Levi? Because they're the ones who have the koyach to bless. You know, because the word Levi, Leah chose to call her son Levi because she said, this time my husband will walk with me. Then, you know, somebody dies, Lila, we go on a Leviah, right? What does it mean? It means to accompany, to connect with. And that's the koyach of the Kohanim, that they're B'nai Levi, that they know how to walk with us. And if you have that ability, you can mamash bless somebody, because like the Pasuk says, Va'al piyem yeh kol riv, ki bom bocha Hashem elekecho, because it's in them that God chose l'shar soy u'levorech, and he gave them the koyach to bless. Hevra, that's really all I have to say.